This is a reading from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 12 through chapter 2, verse 4. Are you not from of old, O Lord my God, my Holy One? You shall not die. O Lord, you have marked them for judgment, and you, O Rock, have established them for punishment. Your eyes are too pure to behold evil, and you cannot look on wrongdoing. Why do you look on the treacherous and are silent when the wicked swallow those more righteous than they? You have made people like the fish of the sea, like crawling things that have no ruler. The enemy brings all of them up with a hook. He drags them out with his net. He gathers them in his saying, so he rejoices and exalts. Therefore, he sacrifices to his net and makes offerings to his saying, for by them his portion is lavish and his food is rich. Is he then to keep on emptying his net and destroying nations without mercy? I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. So there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. This is the word of the Lord. I had been lamenting, just like Habakkuk, about the state of our country and world. The Lord happened to answer me last Saturday morning while shopping at the Carrboro Farmers Market in the midst of tomatoes, piles of eggplants, and bushels of cucumbers. It was a typical North Carolina morning, already hot and the air thick. I was nearing the end of my shopping when a petite woman with gray hair curling out from her straw hat approached me. Thinking it was voter registration, I was ready to happily reply, I'm registered. When she asked, will you sign my petition? So I stopped and put down my bags as she handed me a battered brown clipboard, which held a white sheet of paper with words simply written, Elders for Peace. They were collecting signatures to stop the war, to send along to our senators and congressmen. Taking the pen, I added my name and address. In this ordinary moment, she invited me to share her vision, written so clearly to read, a vision like many others that are delayed, and people throughout the ages continue to wait. Yet we wait with faith in a God who promises that justice will prevail. And at times we lament, wondering where is this God, and expect God to make sweeping changes. The vision will occur because God is active in our midst, working through each one of us. We will make it happen. No doubt this is the mystery of how God works in our everyday lives. Taking small steps, one signature, one affordable apartment, healing one person at a time, creates the vision to be fulfilled in the future, maybe lifetimes away. Imagine making ourselves available to these grace-filled moments where we allow ourselves to step into the other person's vision which stirs our faith and inspires. What is written on your battered clipboard?